It's here. I don't know if you're like me and you've been anticipating this for some time, but it's here. We started in November, the last Sunday or the second last Sunday in November, talking about joy is found because we anticipate. We anticipate these things that are to come. And I want to talk just a little bit about joy tonight. Joy is something that we long for. We desire it. But the question is, do we actually know what joy is? And this season, we've been pushing through joy. We've been developing and broadening our understanding of joy, understanding that it's more than just a feeling. Joy is more than just feeling happy. Happy is good, and sometimes joy is actually with it, but not always. Joy is actually found when we center ourselves, when we focus ourselves on Christ. And that's what Christmas is about, isn't it? That's why we're here tonight. And when we do that, we have joy that even sustains us and is present in the most difficult of times. See, our reality, though, is sometimes in that longing for joy, sometimes we get confused. Sometimes we long for these things that become scary or frightening or things that consume us and chase us. And rather than running towards us, sometimes we run away. C.S. Lewis wrote, "The Chronicles of Narnia is a metaphor for our journey in this world, our interactions with God and Jesus." If you've ever read them or if you've ever watched any of them, we know that in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, Aslan represents Jesus. I want you to watch this clip here in just a moment. And the clip is right as the thaw is beginning to happen. And so the children are still separated. Edmund is still locked with the queen. And I just want you to watch for a moment. If I didn't botch announcements, I'd try and repeat that, but then I'd get made fun of by my friend right here. Hey? You give me a good one, yeah. "Merry Christmas, sir." How was it?
Not bad.
Not bad. Okay, kids, what were they running from? The kids that have seen, what were they running? What did they think they were running from? They thought they were running from the White Witch. Now, they were afraid because they thought that they were being pursued by something dark. And the reality was, it was actually Father Christmas who was pursuing them. And Father Christmas brought them these amazing gifts. Gifts that were tools that they were able to use in order to overcome evil. And one of the things that I want us to understand here is that this idea of running from. There's this reality that we're either running towards or we're running away from Jesus. We're either embracing and moving towards him, right, and recognizing who he is, or we're resisting and moving away. And if you're like me, and if you're like most of us who, whenever I've asked, do we want joy, we say, yes, absolutely, we want joy. And what I want to tell you is that when we stop, when we slow down, when we stop running from, and we turn ourselves towards Christ, when we acknowledge that he is pursuing us, that is the moment when we start to encounter true joy. See, in our lives, we often find ourselves running from God. Our experiences, our memories of God are based on hurt. They're based on misconceptions. They're based on what other people have done. They're based on a false understanding of a God that we've heard of who is wrathful and vengeful and wants to control us and manipulate us. And that is not the God of the Bible. It's almost as though we think God is like the White Witch and we run away from him. And the reality is, God is this giver of gifts that wants to bless us, that wants to bring us joy and hope. C.S. Lewis, in a different writing, a writing called Letters to Malcolm, chiefly on prayer, said this: joy is the serious business of heaven. Joy is the serious business of heaven. And one of the themes of Christmas is joy. Too often we get tied up in our theology as we think of God, in wrestling with these things, but joy is one of the big things that God wanted to give us. Luke 2, 8 to 11 says, there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over the flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. That Savior that was born for the shepherds was born for every single one of us. And this Christmas, what I want to challenge you with is to consider Jesus as a bringer of joy. And let me reference a couple of occasions that Jesus did that. We see the fingerprints of joy all over Jesus' life. For example, children loved to be around Jesus. And Jesus made space. He would welcome the kids to come near him. It's not very often that kids are drawn towards anger or falseness. Kids are drawn towards joy, aren't they? Jesus' first miracle was at a wedding when he turned water into wine. This wedding was a place of celebration. Now, I imagine that there are a few of us who may go home tonight and have a glass of wine. When you do that, I want you to remember that Jesus turned water into wine, that he celebrated. Now, if you don't drink wine, and if wine is something that is forever off of your list of something that you enjoy, put something else in its place. See, the thing is, the overly pious, the religious, were offended by Jesus. They accused him of being the one who gathered around the gluttons and the drunkards. Jesus expressed a joy, a real union with God the Father, that made them uncomfortable because he knew the heart of God. So what Jesus did is, when he came to fulfill and to abolish the law. Jesus was the fulfillment. Everything was covered in him. And too often on this side of Jesus, we in the church grab on to rules and we try and force them into people. We try and manipulate, we try and control. And I want to speak right now on behalf of Christians that I am sorry if that has been your experience. That I humbly apologize if that has been what you have encountered in church, in relationships, because that is not the heart of God. That is not the gospel that God brought. See, Jesus was a joy bringer. Jesus came so that we could have life and have it to the full. Jesus taught that heaven is full of joy when one soul finally gets in. Parents, we love your kids. We love them. We love their cries. If that squirming is happening, please know that. He used this story, Jesus did, about this person who lost a coin. They found it. They ran out celebrating. And Jesus said, the kingdom of God is like that. When somebody finally comes to that knowledge, that intimate knowledge of Jesus, where there's a heart shift towards Christ, all of heaven rejoices. Everybody shouts for joy. Now here's the thing. This Christmas, I want to invite you. I want to invite you wherever you are. If you're somebody who's in the church, if you're somebody who's visiting, if you're somebody that comes to church once a year, I want to invite you to consider reorienting yourself. Reorienting your striving for joy, reorienting so that you're in a place where you acknowledge Jesus as the King of Kings, where you say, I need you, God. I'm lost without you. And in that acknowledging, in that heart shift, I promise you that not all your problems will go away, but I promise you that you will have true joy. I want to invite you to reorient yourself so that in the midst of all the amazing parts of Christmas, there are so many good things. Tomorrow, we are going to open gifts. Kids, are you going to open gifts tomorrow? Oh, are you excited?
Yeah.
Parents, are you going to open gifts tomorrow? Are you excited? All those things are good. So God loves those things. God illustrated joy in earthly pleasures. The thing that happens is if we put those first, if we put those on the thrones in our lives, they will lead to emptiness. And so I want you to consider reorienting yourself. Reorienting yourself so that Jesus is on that right place, so that your joy is full, so that it goes beyond, so that it empowers you to live, to experience, to express, and find joy. I'm going to invite the worship team to make their way back up here. We are going to sing one more song. And as we do, what I want to do is make just a little bit of space, a moment of reflection. And what we're going to do in that moment of reflection is just give you an opportunity to consider. Now, if you know Jesus, this is a time where you can pray, where you can seek God and ask Him to reveal to you. If you don't know Jesus yet, this is a time where you can just think about what I'm talking about.